Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Today we'll see lots of sunshine across the area with a high around 58, with a northeast wind at about 5 to 10. For later tonight, we'll see clear conditions and a low around 42, with wind staying for the southeast at about 5. Sunny on Tuesday with a high near 70, and for Wednesday, we'll see a good chance of rain with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle. Right now it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The death of a 32-year-old inmate who was being held at the Lansing Correctional Facility is being investigated because he died in state custody. The Kansas Department of Corrections said only that officials don't believe Lawrence Brown Jr. died of the coronavirus. No other cause of death was given, but an autopsy is planned. Brown died Friday at a hospital in Leavenworth. He was serving a 122-month sentence at the Lansing Correctional Facility. He had been convicted in Sedgwick County of battery of a corrections officer or employee. Kansas hunters can now obtain their hunter education certificate fully online and without any in-person instruction. The traditional class, the one that the department has had since 1973, a 10-hour minimum course taught in the classroom, is still available. Cake TV reports the NRA produced the fully online course with 4 modules and 14 subjects for hunters to take at their own pace. Kansas News, here on the Mid-America Network.
K-State fans, your Wildcats host TCU Saturday, October 30th for homecoming. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Horned Frogs, and we celebrate homecoming. Don't miss Big 12 football in Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts TCU Saturday, October 30th. Go Cats!
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. K-156 was closed in Ellsworth County over the weekend due to a significant multi-vehicle crash. Northbound and southbound lanes were blocked due to the accident. KWCH-TV reports that the accident happened on Saturday. 2 semi-trucks and a vehicle were involved in the crash that left one person deceased. 2 people were critically injured in a road rage shooting in Wichita over the weekend. KSN-TV reported that officers responding at around 11 o'clock Friday night to the call of a shooting arrived to find 2 people with gunshot wounds. Police say one is a 26-year-old woman believed to be the driver and the other a man in his 20s who is believed to be a passenger. Both were transported to a local hospital in critical but stable condition. Police said they were headed eastbound on Kellogg Street when they were involved in some sort of road rage incident with another vehicle. Police say several shots were fired from a white four-door car. And Kansas weather forecasters say cooler for today, but a chance for storms in some parts of Kansas tomorrow. Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A Waterloo volunteer firefighter has been charged with sexual assault after authorities say he drugged a woman and attacked her while she was incapacitated. The Douglas County attorney has charged 27-year-old Brandon Housick with first-degree sexual assault of a mentally or physically incompetent person. Waterloo Volunteer Fire Department Chief Travis Harlow said he placed Housick on administrative leave after he was charged back in May. Housick posted a $2,500 bond after he was arrested in early June and remains free while the case is pending. Authorities say it was an employee who shot and killed a gunman at a Nebraska grain elevator, and the man likely prevented further loss of life. Nebraska State Patrol Sergeant Jeff Roby said Friday that the victims killed in Thursday's shooting at Agrax Elevator in Superior were 60-year-old Sandra Nelson of Formoso, Kansas, and 53-year-old Darren Kopke of Hayter, Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. The appraiser is finalizing valuation reviews. The treasurer is finalizing tax statements. Wind farm documentation continues with the Register of Deeds. Tax sale prep continues. The Extension Office has new staff coming on board the 1st of November. Emergency Management is coordinating grants. Public Works has begun the 8th bridge this season, and they continue mowing. Advance voting is underway at the County Clerk's Office, and the Agency on Aging will offer free rides again in November after the August trial was well received. The Marshall County Treasurer feels she's lost quality candidates due to those individuals not wanting to take a cut in pay and feels a study of benefits would be a good idea. Several others expressed the opinion the county has good hourly wages and excellent affordable benefits that should be taken into consideration. County commissioners will meet with interviews for the construction manager at risk Monday morning, with the regular business meeting to begin at 1 o'clock. Washington County commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemaha County commissioners last week voted unanimously to hire Heaven Schutte as the permanent Nemaha County health officer, as a county employee at a salary of $60,000 per year, starting November 3rd. Gage County Board of Supervisors heard from Tim Collier, Chief Ranger for Visitor and Resource Protection Division for the National Park Service, who's been filling in as interim park ranger at Homestead National Historical Park as Mark Englert retired recently. They are taking applications for a permanent replacement and hope to have that filled early next year. Concerns with the Humane Society competing with private veterinary practices were heard with a discussion regarding renewal of the agreement with the county. A motion passed unanimously to approve the agreement with the Beatrice Humane Society for kenneling captured or stray animals through June 2022. Supervisors appointed Darren Baer, Tobias Kempelmeyer, and John Hill to the Hospital Authority Board for a 6-year term through September 2027. A Home City man was found a day later by authorities following a chase September 29th after he had eluded officers on his motorcycle and then fled by foot shortly after 10 p.m. Jesse Bauer was driving recklessly, with the pursuit resulting in a crash on Limestone near 15th Road when Bauer struck a sheriff's vehicle. He ran and was found later the next day after he had fallen down an embankment and was injured. Jesse Bauer was transported to CMH in Marysville, later transferred to a Lincoln hospital. He faces charges of criminal damage to property, fleeing or attempting to elude law enforcement, no valid license, and several traffic charges. Annual meeting of the Washington County Fair Board is Monday evening, 7 p.m. at the FNB Basement Meeting Room in Washington. Betty Lou Damro, age 94, of Beatrice, formerly of Diller, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Interment in the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Visitation Monday, 11 until 8, at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Betty Lou Damro. Aelita Cleekin, age 86, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m., St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Vigil service Tuesday evening at 7 of the church. Visitation Tuesday, 11 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Aelita Cleekin. Claire Scheidler, age 69, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. A memorial service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ, interment at the Wymore Cemetery. Registration book, Tuesday 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Claire Scheidler. Elizabeth Betty Post, age 86, formerly of Wymore and Liberty area, has passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 6 until 7:30, at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Betty Post. Merton Bevett, age 83, passed away on Thursday. Funeral service Thursday at 1, the Hanover Mortuary. Burial at St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 1, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Merton Bevett. Anna Marie Long, age 58, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge for Anna Marie Long. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, macaroni and cheese, beets, strawberries, and bananas. Tomorrow, pork loin, scalloped potatoes, broccoli, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll see plenty of sunshine and a few passing clouds with a high temperature into the upper 50s with a northeast wind at about 5 to 10. Later on tonight, we'll see clear conditions as low temperatures stay into the lower 40s and wind staying for the southeast at about 5. On Tuesday, we can continue to see plenty of sunshine here across the area. High temperatures warming up slightly into the upper 60s, right around 70. And a breezy southeast wind is expected between 15 and 25, gusting as high as 35 miles per hour at times. On Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely, as we'll see an area of low pressure making its way through the region. And we'll see temperatures staying into the mid-50s there for later on Tuesday night. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely again for Wednesday with highs around 60, and we'll see a chance of rain Thursday with a high around 58. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
Average high temperature, mid-October 66, record high on this date 90, the average low 41 and the record low 22. We dropped 34 degrees overnight. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 6:39. Not quite 34, that was a Friday. 45 this morning in Marysville. We received just about half an inch of rain Saturday night into Sunday. An inch up around Beatrice, much 3.5-4 inches up toward Lincoln. Again, 45 degrees this morning in Marysville, and that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 25th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Breakfast. Who doesn't want eggs and hash browns, pancakes and French toast, biscuits and gravy, and homemade pastries? Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro is serving up a full menu of breakfast favorites all day starting at 7 a.m., including $5, $7, and $9 specials. Get it to go or linger over cups of fresh brewed coffee. Breakfast at the Empty Cup in downtown Marysville.
The Colts learned from the past, and a pair of quarterbacks etched their names into the NFL's record book. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The last time the Colts played in primetime, they allowed the Ravens to rally from 14 points down to beat them in overtime. This time, there was little doubt of the outcome on Sunday Night Football in San Francisco.
Bunch trip to the right side. They fake a wide receiver screen. Wentz going for the home run. Downfield, Michael Pittman. High points the ball. Touchdown!
The call on the Colts radio network. Carson Wentz ran for a touchdown and threw for two more. The Colts outlasted the 49ers in a drenching rain, 30-18. As if there is anything more Tom Brady can prove, the 44-year-old added yet another record to his illustrious career.
Brady motion left to right. We move right to left. Here's Brady's pass. Caught ball! Touchdown, Mike Evans!
On the Buccaneers radio network, with his third TD pass of the game, Brady became the only quarterback in NFL history to throw for 600 career TDs. The Bucs routed the Bears 38-3. After swapping places this past offseason, Matthew Stafford reminded his former team he still has plenty of football left.
They throw right side. Cooper Kupp the catch. He follows Van Jefferson into the end zone.
On ESPN LA 710, Stafford tallied 334 yards passing and three touchdowns. Cornerback Jalen Ramsey made a crucial end zone interception of current Lions and former Rams quarterback Jared Goff in the game's waning minutes to seal LA's 28-19 win over Detroit. NBA, following a physical altercation and bad blood to start the season, the Lakers turned to a future Hall of Famer to snap out of its two-game slump.
LeBron dribbling right. LeBron moving now to the left side. Wide open, Melo for three again!
On ESPN LA 710, behind Carmelo Anthony's team-high 28, the Lakers edged the Grizzlies 121-118 for their first win of the season. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Helena Agri Enterprises greatly values their patron support and supports the Centralia 4-H leaders and the surrounding area leaders for their contributions in training young people and teaching them to be dependable and responsible citizens. From Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge. Hummus Trucking Incorporated appreciates the 4-H staff and volunteers who dedicate their time to teaching the youth skills that they will be able to use for the rest of their lives. Thank you for everything that you do. From Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The National Corn Growers joining 51 other groups in sending comments to U.S. Department of Transportation on the many issues currently disrupting the U.S. supply chain. The comments offered recommendations of how to alleviate the challenges through legislative and regulatory action. NCGA President Chris Edgington says to be successful, farmers must have a reliable and fully functioning national transportation system that allows us to get fall fertilizer shipments and deliver the products to consumers in a timely manner. The recommendations on inland waterways include prioritizing legislative and regulatory actions that promote the rehabilitation of aging waterway infrastructure in the upper Mississippi and Illinois rivers. The groups also encourage the Surface Transportation Board to allow a reciprocal or competitive switching that would allow shippers and receivers to geographically beholden to one rail carrier to gain access to a second rail carrier through a short-distance switch. Another transportation recommendation was USDA and the Transportation Department continue working together to ensure that agriculture haulers and the rest of the trucking industry have the flexibilities they need to provide timely delivery of essential products. The recommendations come soon after President Biden's announcement that the Port of L.A. would begin operating 24-7 to help mitigate the bottleneck in the West Coast. U.S. ethanol production reached its highest level since the COVID-19 lockdowns brought the industry to a basic standstill. The ethanol industry reached production it hasn't seen since June of 2019. Gasoline demand on a four-week rolling average hit its highest point since 2007 for this time of the year. The revival comes as corn readily available is relatively cheap price, setting the stage for a better profit margin and potential boost overseas for demand for U.S. supplies of biofuels. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While more environmental discussion happens at the federal level with many of our legislators, especially in the agriculture community, as the U.S. Ag Committee and the Senate side has talked about the latest carbon capture plan, and we sat down with U.S. Senator Roger Marshall to talk about the carbon capture plan and how it could affect farmers on their own properties.
On the environmental front, we did pass legislation that would try to help farmers be in control of the carbon capture processes. I think in the future we're going to see more and more about carbon capture, the carbon coming out of a manufacturing plant, putting it into a pipe, and then bringing it back, and then probably putting it into some type of our old oil fields, oil wells as well. Kansas does have some really good geology to store carbon, and we want to make sure that agriculture is in control of all that process. And it's not somebody setting up the Chicago Board of Trade making all the money.
At the same time, the federal 30 by 30 plan with the Biden administration wanting to consume 30% of all public lands to the federal government for environmental purposes has been not much in discussion lately by the mainstream media, but is still something working in the back corners. And Senator Marshall said it's something that he's going to continue to try and fight to make sure it doesn't happen.
It is for me. It is a huge priority to stop. I'm not going to let that one even get out of the crib, right? We want to... We want to stop it before it even becomes a reality.
Yeah.
It's really quiet up here in D.C. right now on it, but I know what's out there. I know it's an executive order from the president to make 30% of the lands and waters of the United States controlled by the federal government. That would be the end of rural America. If we took a third of our crop land, a third of our grazing land, and put it in some type of conservation project, I would kill downtown rural America.
That again is U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas and on the U.S. Senate Ag Committee. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dennis Henricks, Andy, good morning from Beatrice 77 Livestock. Well, it's a Monday, and honestly, I have to tell you, it's almost a washout here at Beatrice, but certainly needed rain, and we will move our sale to 11 o'clock here today as we got a nice shower, I would assume, up to an inch. But the further you go south, the less it is, and I can verify that on the south edge of Beatrice. But a nice rain, and certainly we'll take it, and we'll take another one here in southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas. Here today, 11 o'clock, and at this point in time, there is no hay with the heavy rains yesterday. The cattle report for last week, again, it was all done on Wednesday at a 124 to a top of 126.50, so that feels good. In the carcass price, it was 196. 11 o'clock this morning, we certainly will start on the cows and the bulls, and we do have about 30 to 40 of those in here today. The feeder cattle is quite limited, about 20 to 25 head of small calves in small groups, and pretty hard to get a feeling on what we could catch here this morning with approximately an inch of rain here and more to the north. So, 11 o'clock start, and we will work out through the day. If you want to give us a call this morning, certainly do that. Tanya Rick or Denny at 223-3571. What we want to talk about here today is our first special bread cow, bread heifer sale. That will be Thursday, November 18th. So that's coming up as November's knocking on the door after Halloween this weekend. On the 18th, we will have 100 black first calf bred heifers. They will be AI bred with all the information coming in here this morning. They are bred to start calving February 12th. They are the black females out of Utah, Nebraska, Mykilt, and family with 100 head of black first calf bred heifers. In the bred cow division, we're going to have about 50 folks. They're going to be 3- and 4-year-olds. They're going to be from Blue River Farms, which is Brent Setzman at Milford. And those two groups are going to divide into about 25 head in each group. And Red Angus cows are going to be bred to Red Angus bulls, and they will be calving March 1st. So if you have any consignments, certainly give us a call for the November 18th first bred cow sale And the following bread cow sale will be December 9th. Well, on November 1st, if you want to get consigned onto that feeder cattle auction, we certainly got a nice run. That will be the next Monday. Coming up, already we have 86 of the Skleba calves out of Crete. They're going to be black and black baldy steer and heifers, guys. Great program. Good, good cattle. Followed by the Wilson cattle out of Tecumseh. There are 62 black and black baldy steers and heifers. Great program again. This is going to be a nice combination of three sets right now. Of course, your cattle can go on there also, along with the Hothen calves out of Tecumseh. On November 1st, there will be 22 black steer and heifers. They're coming off the cow, but they do have a vaccination. So that is the listings for November 1st. On November 8th, we've got a great listing, starting with 175 black steer and heifers, 34 black sim steers, 34 black and black baldy steers, 40 black and black baldy steers also. They are the start of the Purina Plus sale. On that day, Purina come out with a great vaccination program that you could enter into, backgrounding the calves, growing the calves, and got to follow the guidelines of the vaccination and weaning program. That is really a nice set of those 40 Steve Hulse cattle. Then on the Purina Plus program will be 133 black steer and heifers. They are the Jesse Hageman cattle out of the Burchard area. Then an additional 89 black and black baldy. They are the Zuloff cattle out of Plymouth, along with 56 black and black baldy red steer and heifers. They're the Sabatrasky cattle out of Barnes, Kansas, along with the Sewald cattle out of Brownville. That will be 19 black and red. So the point of the emphasis on this is the great cattle that we do have coming up November 1st and November 8th. If you're interested in consignment, certainly give us a call, and we will get out and look at the cattle this week. That's certainly going to wrap it up here this morning. As you know, you certainly can stay online to take in all the consignments, the market page, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
731 from KNDY, 45 degrees ahead of sunrise. Cooler highs around 60 on tap for your Monday.
The obesity epidemic isn't affecting only humans. All about fat cats and pudgy poodles today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 25th, the 298th day of the year. Artist Pablo Picasso was born on this day, and the Tappan Company introduced the first microwave oven for home use on this day in 1955. How can you tell if your pet has packed on a few too many pounds? Here's a simple test. Place your palm against his rib cage. If it takes more than gentle pressure to feel the ribs, your pooch is a little too portly. Table scraps are the most common culprit for overfed pets. Though it's hard to resist throwing them a treat, they're much happier and healthier in the long run when kept to a strict diet as recommended by your vet. Exercise is the other component of weight loss, so be sure to keep your pet active. If it gets you off the couch as well, it's a win-win proposition. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more pet advice at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Facing a far tougher test than expected against Kansas, Caleb Williams and the Oklahoma Sooners, who trailed by double figures on two occasions, outscored the Jayhawks and won 35-23 on Saturday. That means the Sooners are now ranked fourth in the latest AP Top 25 college men's football poll. Up next for the KU Jayhawks, they'll travel on Saturday to Oklahoma State. A better outcome for K-State on Saturday as Skylar Thompson passed for 296 yards and the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter, rallying Kansas State in the second half to a 25-24 victory over Texas Tech. Skylar Thompson's touchdown pass to Deuce Vaughn with just over 6 minutes left helped the Wildcats end an eight-game Big 12 conference losing streak. The Red Raiders couldn't hold on to a 24-10 halftime lead in a sixth consecutive loss to Kansas State. Up next for the Wildcats, they take on TCU this Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, your Wildcats host TCU Saturday, October 30th for homecoming. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Horned Frogs and we celebrate homecoming. Don't miss Big 12 football in Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts TCU Saturday, October 30th. Go Cats!
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. Ryan Tannehill threw for 270 yards and a touchdown and also ran for a score, and the Tennessee Titans routed the Kansas City Chiefs 27-3 on Sunday for their fifth win in six games. The Chiefs have now lost 2 of 3 and dropped to 1-4 in the AFC this season. Up next for the Chiefs this next Sunday, they'll square off with the New York Giants in a night game, kickoff set for 7:15. Turning to NASCAR, Kyle Larson drove to his ninth victory of the season and most meaningful to date in his new job with Hedrick Motorsports. Larson drove to victory lane at Kansas Speedway yesterday, the 17th anniversary of a Hendrick plane crash that killed all 10 people aboard. The plane was traveling to a race in Virginia, and among those killed was Rick Hendrick's only son.